But now the Patriots return home for the first time since the opening week of the season. The only problem is they perhaps host an even bigger foe than last week's Lakers, the Kansas City Redhawks. The Patriots are led by Coach Josh Hahn, now into his fourth season at the helm.
Josh Hahn, he's been the head coach since 2017. Josh has gone 17-15 over that stretch, and he's made the playoffs 2 out of the 3 years. He was the head coach for Howard City before he came to back to the USA Patriots. He was the starting quarterback here. This is his alma mater. He was a starting quarterback here for the first USA championship team in 1998. Now, coming back to your alma mater, being the head coach, you know the tradition, the pride. You know everybody. Most of the time, the kids that are playing, their parents, you actually went to school with, you're friends with. That's a great thing, but can also be a little bit of a challenge too, especially when it comes to playing time and things like that.
Much like what seems to be the case for the entire Greatham West, the USA Patriots lost very little to graduation and return a flurry of starters on both sides of the ball. USA starts 7 seniors on offense, which includes running back, now turned quarterback, Connor Gettle. He had to step under center last week after starting quarterback Ethan Engelhart went down with a knee injury. He's out for the season. The good thing, though, for the Patriots, Connor Gettle is one of the best athletes in all of the Greatham Conference.
Yeah, Connor Gettle, senior. He plays quarterback, running back, defensive end. He punts the ball. He's a 3-year starter. I believe Dave said last week he even does windows.
Yes, he does.
Yes, that great. In 2020 so far, he's got 32 carries, 111 yards, and 2 TDs. And passing 2 for 3 for 41 yards and 1 TD. That all happened last week when he came in relief.
With a change at quarterback, it's the assumption that there will also be a change of offense to coincide with the available player talents. With Connor Gettle, you can come to expect a spread formation with an RPO run-pass option integration. Ed, now, as a former running back, what kind of effect does that have on mid-season change of playbooks back in the backfield?
Well, when you have a new quarterback in there, you really have to change it to his strengths, and I think that's what's going to happen. There's a little bit of a question mark. He's going to be a little bit of an X factor here. It's going to be very interesting to see what they come out with an offense, if it changes that much or not.
With the shuffle of Gettle forward, that starts the dominoes and brings Noah Crum into the mix for a 3-man backfield. Braylon Ballard is your powerful but fast back. Walker Foley is your speedster, and Noah Crum, a mixture of the two.
Yeah, Walker Foley, they're all averaging some great yards per carry. 9.8 for Walker Foley, 12 for Braylon Ballard, and Noah Crum coming in at 8 yards a carry. They're all playing both ways as well, too. So there, you know, might be a little bit of a fatigue factor, but hopefully not.
On the other side of the ball, USA has one shutout to their credit this year, beating Brown City 53-0. In the other two games, the Patriots averaged 4 touchdowns in each contest. They were able to slow down the Laker running attack last week, holding them 100 yards under their average, but the Patriots still allowed 269 yards rushing in 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, USA, they are battle-tested, like I said, against a tough run attack from the Lakers. They had 52 tackles, but just 3 of them were tackles for loss. They had no sacks, no interceptions, no forced fumbles. We'll see if they can get a little bit more, some turnovers. Definitely going to be key for today's game.
Last year, this matchup was a close one and had a final score of Kansas City 13, USA 8, USA scoring late in the fourth. And it's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have a direct comparison between Kansas City and USA. It's all right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Kansas City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Schur Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Schur Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have 3 different living communities at 3 different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Schur's 3 senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life. You're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Ed Klump, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Benke. Their call tonight from USA as the Cass City Redhawks are in town. As the crow flies, just 15 miles separate Cass City and USA high schools. For those stuck behind a sugar beet truck on your way to the game tonight, it is a 20-mile journey from the curves of M81 to the shores of Saginaw Bay. There are a number of different routes you can take, but it all depends if you want to take a few pit stops in Colwood or Sherwood or not. In regards to school size, USA is the third small school in the Greater Thumb Conference, ahead of only Harbor Beach and Nobly, with 239 high schoolers. Cass City is the seventh small school in the conference, or for those optimists out there, seventh largest, with 281 students in high school. So in regards to school size, it's Cass City by 42 students. Tonight is the 29th time that the Redhawks and Patriots have faced off on the gridiron. USA leads the overall series 17 games to 11. When USA consolidated into its current school structure in 1972, their very first game as USA High School was against the Cass City Redhawks. Roland Packaden had his Redhawks ready and took out Rick Wild's brand new Patriots 24-0 in that ball game in 72. Kurt Strickland was the quarterback for that Cass City squad, who ended up going 9-0 on the season, but the playoffs would not be a thing for another 3 years until the 1975 season. Gene Salas led the Redhawks in rushing, and in fact, the entire Thumb B Conference in scoring, with 11 touchdowns and 13 extra points in the season for a total of 79 points for 1972. USA and Cass City faced off in 1972 and 73, but then they would not play until 1996 again. The Redhawks have won 8 of the last 10 games, including the last 4. And this year, Cass City has the best offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, averaging over 45 points a game. USA with the fourth best, scoring 40 points per contest. So on offense tonight, it's Cass City by 5 points. Defensively in 2020, Cass City has not allowed a single touchdown, just one field goal 3 weeks ago against Reese. So their defensive average is just a mere 1 point. USA is tied with Ubley for the fourth best defense, giving up 18 points per game. So on the defensive side of the ball, it is Cass City by 17 points. Las Vegas has set their line for the game. They're confident in that line unless it's wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Matt Patricia, Sports Wagering Department, said after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight's game sits at Cass City, 18.5 points. Tonight is the 283rd day of the year, meaning there are just 82 days left in the year of 2020. Thank goodness. Thank you for joining us for our broadcast tonight. Whether you're listening at home, out for a walk, or maybe just making a late dinner this Friday evening, which, Ed, that brings me to this week's trivia question. This week's trivia topic is asparagus. Ed, I figured it's fitting for you. You are allegedly the 2003 North American Asparagus Eating Champion.
True enough.
I have yet to confirm that, but that's the word. And so let's talk about asparagus tonight. We had a very positive response to last week's trivia topic of agriculture, so I figured we'd keep it staying in the same region of categories, especially since we were graced by Ed Klump tonight. Michigan Farms, question number one here for you, Ed, this is how this works. Michigan Farms produce 20 million pounds of asparagus in a year from just 120 total farms. My question to you, Ed, in national rankings, where does 20 million pounds put Michigan as far as production? And I'll give you a hint, it's 1 through 50.
That's a tough one, Clark. Don't know too much about farming. Worked on a farm once, the Puff Farm. Earl told me I wasn't worth anything working on a farm, but I'm going to guess... You know, Michigan, I'm going to say 5. I'm going to go with 5.
You're saying top 5? Well, in fact, it's the top 2.
Oh, geez.
Michigan is number 2 in production, thanks in part to Michigan's unique and particular soil, especially along Michigan's west coast. Asparagus thrives in the sandy loam soil, combined with enough clay and sediment to provide structure and fertility. making Michigan the number two producer of asparagus. Michigan yields approximately 1,200 pounds of asparagus per acre. And my second question tonight, this is particularly true and perhaps even higher in this